Welcome to the NC4 Podcast. We exist to know Christ and make him known. Discover the power of a connected life by listening to this message from God's Word.
All right, so we're here the weekend after Christmas. So first and foremost, pat yourself on the back. You made the most unattended service of the year. For you guys joining at home, I'm extremely jealous. You're in your PJs, relaxing, probably drinking some coffee. You know, sounds good to me. I wanted to wear my pajamas this morning, but my wife wouldn't let me leave the house. I have these like new Harry Potter pajamas. It's my favorite movies of all time, and she loves them too. But she wouldn't let me leave, but it's all good. So my name is Bobby, and the reason they asked me to do this service is because I'm the fun one, all right? I'm the youth pastor here. Can I get a shout out from all the youth? Oh, come on. I see you, Anna Baker. I see you in the back being quiet. Come on. So Christmas went and came and went like a storm in the night. I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, it felt like I was just on summer vacation, enjoying things. And now I look at the calendar. I'm like, I'm going to have to remember to change the date. You know, no more 2019. Here comes 2020. But let's not forget about Christmas. I want to tell you about my favorite gift thus far. Yes, there is more gifts to come. Thank God. Right? I got this cool air fryer. Does anyone have an air fryer? Right? I used it once. Everything tasted like plastic. So I'm hoping that maybe after time that will go away. But I want to hear from you guys this morning. This is a cool exercise I like to do at youth group. I might have done it last year, but hey, it's going to serve a different purpose this time. But I want everyone to shout at me all at once, especially for you kids, right? And tell me your favorite gift you received this Christmas. I'm going to count to three, all right? And then I want you to shout at me. Ready? You guys ready? I don't want to do a test run. I just want everyone to participate. Grandparents, that means you. Come on. All right, one, two, three. Man, so what I heard was a lot of, right? But I was trying to pick out a key word and I felt like I might have heard it once, but maybe not. I was trying to hear Jesus. Right? Because he's the reason for the season, you know? So maybe for those who said everything else but Jesus, you need to prioritize your life. Right? Maybe you need new priorities for 2020. So the title of today's message is First Things First. I was inspired to do this message by my brother-in-law, Nathan. I saw a tool that he used for one of his sermons that I really liked. It's more business-centered, and as you guys know, I'm a business kind of guy. So I'm, I wish I could rock a mullet because that's how I am. I'm like business up front and party in the back kind of thing. So the title of today's message is First Things First, Prioritizing Your 2020, right? We're heading into 2020, and Gary kind of stole my thunder there. Thank you, Gary. It's crazy, 20 years. I can't remember when I moved to the Lehigh Valley, but I feel like it was within that 20-year threshold. And a lot of my life has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. So going into 2020 and kind of seeing a new decade, that's kind of wild. I mean, 20 years ago, the world was ending, right? Y2K, right? All computers were going to crash, and it was going to be the end of the Dow, and everything was going to fall apart. We're still here 20 years later. As we head into 2020, we always like to think about the future and how 2020 will be our best year yet. And what do we try to do going into the new year? We try to set New Year's resolutions, right? I want to be the best me in the next year, and that's what we're going to do. Here are the top ones in the U.S. I'm sure you could guess the first one. Exercise more, right? I think I had that resolution last year. It worked out well. The next one kind of ties into that, lose weight, right? Next one is get organized. Organize your life. Learn a new skill or hobby. live life to the fullest. I don't even know what that means, but whatever that means sounds great. Save more money and spend less money. That's just like plus and minuses, people. Like, and then quit smoking and then spend more time with family and friends. I love how that one's at the bottom of the list. Like, everything else is more important than family and friends. So these resolutions for more majority of us don't last long, right? And I'm not picking on anyone here, because if you made a resolution and it didn't last, I've been in the same boat, right? You can ask my wife every time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. She's like, oh, what happened to that, you know? 25% of the people last only 30 days. 30 days, right? So 25%. And 8% actually accomplished those goals. So think about that. So who lasts not even to 30 days? You know, think about all those gym memberships you hear. Oh, come join our gym and be fit for the new year. Someone goes for 2 days and then they pay the rest of the year. You know, that's what the statistics add up to. So right now I'm telling you, word of wisdom, don't go get a membership today, all right? So as we head into 2020, I think it's not only important to look forward to what's going to happen, but I also want us to take a look in the rearview mirror, right? But we are in church, so let's take a look at 2019 for us spiritually. Maybe in 2019, we were on fire for God, right? You look at last year and you were fired up spiritually. You were on fire for God consistently throughout the year. You were serving at family night, right? People looked at you and thought, I bet Jesus looked like that. But maybe some of us just had a year of steady growth. Maybe you weren't on fire every day of the week. But looking back, 2019 was a year of consistent, steady spiritual growth. You were connected to God most days, read his word, saw him answer prayers, heard his voice, consistently served others sacrificially. You felt connected to Christ on a consistent daily basis. But how many of you would admit that you might have been inconsistent? It was like hills and valleys. It was like a roller coaster ride where you were up and down spiritually, moments of great connection and disconnect. The reality is, guys, and this is true in the U.S., the average churchgoer in the United States attends church once a month. Was that you? You were sort of kind of involved. You had good intentions, but you didn't really stick to it, almost like that gym membership. But maybe you were apathetic overall. Maybe you actually took a step back in your faith. Not only did the fire not burn, maybe it went out, and you felt spiritually lost, and you didn't care to do anything about it. Building a strong faith just wasn't your priority in 2019. So wherever you are spiritually, guys, there's hope. God continues to chase us and chase us and chase us. So whether you're on fire or you're apathetic, the hope and the good news is God doesn't forget you. So wherever you were at spiritually last year, I want to use today's message to jumpstart your new year. The goal of the church is to help, the goal of the church is to help you put first things first so your relationship with Jesus will burn red hot all year round. We all would love to have that spiritual passion and walk in victory with Christ consistently, right? I would love that. But we do have an enemy. Not only are Satan and the world dead set against us growing our faith in 2020, what's the other problem? And this is a huge problem for me. I will be the first to admit it. We are easily distracted people. I am for sure, I'm the king of procrastination. At times, I actually feel like Dory from Finding Nemo, where I just like see a shiny object and forget about what I was doing. And then I see another shiny object and I forget again. Where every little thing distracts me and then I forget what I was doing, right? How many of you guys feel that way sometimes? Come on, raise your hand, be honest. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. So why am I distracted what am I distracted by most in my daily life, right? It's the tyranny of the urgent, the rule of the urgent in our lives. Every day we experience thousands of things that are crying out for our time and our attention, right? From the smartphones we have, from the tablets, from the computers, from the emails, from all the social media that we waste our time on, incoming texts. We get to work, we have those phone calls, right? Meetings that cry urgent when we're like, oh, this meeting could have been an email. Your attention is needed now, right? Life is full of urgent situations at home. Family commitments, right? How many of you guys have family commitments? Our kids need attention. It's world. It's all urgent. If you focus on your time only reacting to what's urgent, you'll crowd out what's important. So let me kind of contrast these two for you. Urgent means the task that requires your immediate attention, right? Important is it focuses on things that contribute to your long-term plans and goals. So, for instance, I need to start eating better, right? That's important. It's an important thing. But if I go and have like a massive foot-long cheesesteak tonight, I'm not going to die of a heart attack tomorrow. Now, if I continue to eat that cheesesteak every night, it's going to turn into an urgent matter because I probably will die, you know? Getting out of debt is an important thing, right? But it's not urgent. It takes time. It takes careful planning. So why is it important to know the distinction between urgent and important? In Psalms 39:4, it says, "Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is." Let me say that one more time. "Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is." Now, that's a sobering verse, right? You know what it means. The verse is reminding you how brief your life is on this earth. I remember I watched a Francis Chan. Anyone know Francis Chan? He's a cool guy. He's sweet. But I saw one of his videos where he was talking about destiny, right? He was talking about how short our lives are and how long eternity is. He took a rope, he dipped the end of it in red paint, and he said, "This is how long your life on earth is, and this is eternity," and he pointed to the rest of the rope. So use that as a visual reminder for you this morning, how short your life on this earth really is, right? You only get 1,440 minutes to spend every day. And you're free, this is the scary part, you're free to invest them how you want. It's fleeting, it goes quick. I was talking about the last 20 years before, and it seems like it was just yesterday. I blinked and I was crying on the way to Pennsylvania because we moved here. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the worst thing ever. 20 years later, it's actually probably better. But if you're not careful about prioritizing what's important over what's urgent, you may wake up one day and think, "Where did my life go? I never got around to doing what was truly important in my life. I never got around to fulfilling my God-given purpose. I didn't put first things first because I was focused on the urgent." Well, there's hope. Today I want to introduce you to a practical tool for you to use in 2020. Now, if you guys look at this kindergarten drawing, right? Sophia did this for me, really good lines. I think most of you got one today. If you got one, hold it up. If you didn't get one, you snooze, you lose. It will be up on the PowerPoint. It will look a little different. But this is a tool I gave you, right? So obviously on the tool, the top two boxes are urgent, not urgent, and then important, not important. So it's a four-square box. The actual official name for this, it's called the Eisenhower Decision Matrix, right? Has anyone ever heard of that? Anyone? All right, we got Tony back there. You're a business mind. I love it. Yeah. So it's named after Dwight D. Eisenhower, our 34th president, who was the supreme commander of the Allied forces during World War II. With the war against Hitler and the Nazis, Eisenhower had to make tough daily decisions, which of the tasks were urgent. Tough daily decisions about which of the tasks were urgent or important, right? He actually said these words: "What's urgent is rarely important, and what's important is rarely urgent." Let me say it one more time. What's urgent is rarely important, and what's important is rarely urgent. And that principle led him to create this matrix, which helps you put first things first, prioritizing urgent over important. So let me show you how this works. I actually did this myself, and I plan on fulfilling those duties in 2020 because I think it's actually going to really help me to have a visual and kind of understand what's important over urgent. So the number one box, and I labeled them for you in Q1, is where you put tasks that are both urgent and important. like a broken toilet. You get a text, your wife calls you, or your hubby calls you. For me, it'd be like me calling my wife, we have a broken toilet, it's overflowing, what do I do? No idea, help me out, baby. You know? But that's important and that's urgent because if we don't take care of it right away, guess what's going to happen? We're going to pay a lot of money to fix the water damage. Say you have an expired passport, right? You're going on a trip next week and you open your passport, you're like, oh snap, it's expired. I'm sure that's happened to someone here. Or even better, a sick kid or a fake sick kid, depending on what you got going on, right? You get a call from a nurse at school, they're vomiting, right? That's urgent and important. Or maybe it's exam week and you forgot to study. You better get after it because that's urgent and important. So quadrant two is where you put the stuff that's important but not urgent. So these are kind of my personal ones I'm going to be sharing with you. So if anyone wants to keep me accountable in 2020, write this down, right? My first one, God. Spend the first 15 to 20 minutes with God each day. Pray more and read his word so I can hear his voice, right? Family, marriage, intentionally strengthen that relationship, right? Maybe a date night once in a while, hopefully once a week, and then just spend time with family. Healthy lifestyle, working out and eating better, right? Financial health, to work our way out of debt. I'm a leader in two different areas of my life, casting a consistent vision at work and at youth group, and then working on creating a business plan for a future endeavor. Right? So this is just my Q2. Your quadrant two will look different than mine. It's not supposed to be the same. Whoa, trip hazard. It's not supposed to be the same, right? We're all different people. We're all purposed for different things. So you need to figure out your Q2 and what your aspirations are and goals are for 2020. Yours are definitely going to look different, right? So number three is where you put tasks that are not important and are just urgent. These are typically the interruptions in our day. You don't schedule them, they just happen. You get a text or a phone call from a friend and they want to reply right away. I never reply, so good luck. Coworker or boss stops by your office and says, hey, did you fill out those TPS reports the right way? You know? Some meetings are urgent, like I said, but they're not important. Most emails in my life act like they're important and urgent, but they're not, right? Don't let your email inbox rule your life. And then we have the quadrant that everyone loves, probably one of my biggest struggles for sure. But number four is the nothing box. This is where stuff goes to die, as I like to say. No, this is where stuff that is neither important nor urgent. They're just distractions. I'm talking about social media, video games. I don't know, is Fortnite still cool? I have no idea. Someone help me out. Justice, Fortnite still cool, buddy? No, okay, good. All right, mindlessly surfing the web, right? How many of you guys mindlessly surf the web? Anyone? I do. Watching Netflix or YouTube. I know YouTube is big among the kids. Reading news or sports. Big sports guy here. Fantasy football, I think in 2020, and you can quote me, babe, I'm only going to join one fantasy football league instead of four. All right? And then screen time. So for those of you that don't know, I did join the Cool Kids Club, and I got an iPhone, right? And the only thing that makes me cringe about the iPhone is when it sends out that weekly report of how much screen time you actually used on your phone. It happens every Sunday right before church. So I can go into church and feel like convicted. Oh man, 3 hours, 4 hours a day, right? That's insane. So I cringe. But that's what we spend our time on. So say you get that 4 hours per day mark, right? You times that by seven, that's 28 hours. That's a full day or a week plus some. So these are all things that we all do daily that don't actually help you grow or move forward your goals or your purpose in life. They suck your time. That's why you feel guilty after doing them sometimes. Anyone Netflix and binge, right? And you watch a show, you watch like 8 episodes in a row, and then afterwards you're like, oh, the guilt. I need to go do something productive because I just wasted 8 hours, right? So remember our verse, what God's word says. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. Now, I think about this chart in a biblical way of helping you evaluate what's spiritually important in your life this year, instead of just focusing on the urgent. Because the truth is, if you want to achieve God's purposes and destiny and dream for your spiritual life, you got to spend the majority of your time in quadrant 2. I said 1, but 2, right? Focus on what's important, not urgent. For instance, you're sitting down at dinner, and this has happened to me before. I'm feeling very convicted with this message, amen? I hope we all are. And I sit down for dinner, and my phone goes off. I'm eating dinner with my kids and my wife, and it's an email from work talking about like a conference or a sales thing next week. That's not important. It's not really urgent because that's next week. But I'm trying to spend time with my family. I'm in Q2, and that's important. So put the phone down, right? Because you gotta be careful, because what's urgent often will distract you from what's important. Let's say you graduate from college, right? And you have an interview Monday morning, but you're a huge Bills fan. Go Bills. And on Sunday PM, right, the game's on. The Bills are playing the Patriots. You're super pumped about it. But you have that interview Monday morning, and your friends are like, no, come watch the game. And you're like, all right, I'm only going to stay for the first half, and then I'll go home. And then after the game, because you stayed the whole time, they're like, oh, let's get into Fortnite again. Let's do this, let's do that, you know? And then you end up staying out way too late, and you oversleep, and you miss your job interview. So Q4 distracted you from what was important in Q2, which was both, well, actually Q1, which was both urgent and important, right? And then you're stuck in your parents' basement for 2 more years. So here's the secret, right? The most productive people on earth spend 80% of their time operating in Q2. That is, they've disciplined themselves to put long-term plans and goals first, right? What's important ahead of what's urgent? Paying your mortgage on time, that's important and urgent, right? That's Q1. But a greater goal is to get out of debt, which is Q2, which requires discipline and careful planning. So if you want to maximize God's purpose for your life, you need to invest in the majority of those 1,440 minutes that you get daily in quadrant 1 and 2. And put first things first, and then you'll accomplish what God has created you to do, to fulfill purpose in your life, right? So as I was reviewing this, and it's kind of crazy, all the words we got in this morning, I also want to address the maybe elephant in the room for you this morning. Maybe 2019 was a terrible year. Maybe 2018 was another terrible year. Maybe you had terrible years year after year after year. And maybe you're like, Bobby, why would I waste my time filling this out when nothing's going to change, right? I don't feel like I have a purpose. I don't know why I exist. I don't know who I am. I don't have my identity, right? Because in Psalms 139, 13 through 16, it says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day passed. So for those people feeling that this morning, as you head into 2020, it's a blank page. God wants to meet you where you're at. He wants you to start fresh. God knew you before you were in the womb. You are not a mistake. You have purpose. You have destiny. Maybe all you need to do is first and foremost accept that as a truth in your life And then reprioritize yourself, putting first things first. So for everyone here, I encourage you to take this tool home, right? And don't just fill it out, but pray through it. Ask God what should be in each of your quadrants, right? Then once you complete it, don't like push it under the papers and stuff. Hang it where you can see it daily. Put it in your journal, put it in your Bible, put it somewhere where you can see it. And let it serve as a daily reminder for your year in 2020. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for creating us, God. Thank you for knowing us before we were even in the womb, God. I just pray right now, Lord, as we head into 2020, that you'd not only help me, God, help everyone here, help everyone watching online. Think about what we put as important in our lives. Think about how we spend our time. And help us think about that as we head into 2020 so we can live out our God-given purpose, so we can live out what we're our destiny, what we're supposed to be doing, God, and not be distracted and not miss out on what you have for us. So I just pray that prayer for everyone this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So if this morning, maybe you don't know who Jesus is. Maybe you want to experience, you want to know the Creator who knew you before you were even in the womb. Maybe this morning you feel like your life's in shambles, right? And you want a little peace in your life. So start off 2020 with a firm foundation of Jesus. So can we bow our heads? Repeat this prayer after me if you want Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong. Thank you for wanting to be my Savior. Thank you for creating me and giving me purpose. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I can be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the NC4 podcast. For more info, visit our website at nc4.org. We believe in the power of a connected life. If you prayed to give your life to Jesus today, we'd love to help you walk it out together. Just text the word Jesus to 610-816-6062.